that, actually.
Oh, that's good.
You're unbreaking up a topper?
We'll see.
Well, no, don't. Yeah,
did you hate your team that much in the tournament that you decided?
You played us.
It wasn't bad. You just said, it's like you said,
you said it was terrible.
I said it was quarterback. I said our game was terrible because we were going to kill each other.
You said, I quote, couldn't believe that he would leave Topper like that high and dry.
That's never a thing I said. You son of a bitch.
Oh, God.
Although it does sound like something you would say somebody said.
I'll announce it on the podcast.
Nice.
Good. Yeah. This is huge.
This is great.
We get breaking news. Oh, we got the breaking news.
Tim Dove, do you know? Because you kind of were his teammate, or you might not be. Like, do you know?
Tim Dove is going to keep his silence, you can tell.
Are you still going to be with Topper, or are you going to leave him high and dry like Drew is?
It's all part of it, you can tell.
Are you leaving with him? That would be a swerve.
I actually have no clue what Tim's doing. I know what I'm doing, and I think he knows what I'm doing, but I have no clue what Tim is doing.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
In a world, at a time, in a place with some things. Some people sit around and they talk about a co-ed football league. They talk about people like B's brother or the Ocho. Sometimes they're talking about someone whose last name is with a K. And that's okay. But this is their show. Put together for you. Going around the room, we've got Joe K. Emily.
She's not here. She's busy.
A couple of special guests today. We'll be talking about them coming up shortly. And the captain of your ship.
Would it be?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have the AKA intern in the house. He's taking on his new persona. And the legendary Tim Dove.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Good evening. Welcome. My name is Lenny.
Hi, Lenny.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You know, I was going to wait for my final thought to do this, but I'm going right for it.
First thoughts.
So, my friend Emily and I had a nice talk. She's away on official league business right now.
Yeah, time enough.
And she told me that a good friend of hers and ours, let's just call him, Michael. He owns a rival league. Apparently, he's a big fan of this podcast. Apparently, he heard us last week, and he wasn't too happy with Emily. And, you know, DJ Jimmy and I came to an idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
So, Michael, this is your friend Leonard. And, long time no talk. I would like to extend an invitation with you. Why don't you come on the podcast and talk to us?
Sincerely.
That'd be the best thing ever.
Truly.
I think it would. Like, we could strap him up, put some headphones on him, and let's chat. You like to listen to us. You like to talk shit about us.
I think that'd be a great actual
podcast. Why don't you come in studio and talk to me? And there's no preconceived notions. I think it'd be you and me and the team, and let's talk.
Wow, so, that'd be a very special episode.
Yep. Now that I got your attention in 2 minutes and 20 seconds, Michael, I'm inviting you to come on the podcast anytime you want. You have my number. You can call me, text me, whatever you want, but consider it an open invitation. So anytime you want to talk, let me know and we'll have you here.
All right, and that's the show. Thanks for coming back, guys. Yeah.
So here we go. Jimmy, as always, good evening. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Len. Thanks.
I'm looking due north. Emily, like I said, is away on league business.
She's doing her thing.
But Joe K is here, the heir apparent. Joe, how are you today?
The heir apparent. I'm doing okay. I mean, it's been a rough couple days, but other than that, things have been going well.
I noticed you have some red shiny hardware to your left.
I do. The wine tournament went very swell for the Tommy Hughes experience. We ended up winning the thing. And because I ran the team, I get to hold the belt for a little bit.
Nice. And we're going to get back to that in 1 second. Yeah. We'd like to welcome our two guests. Number one, he came literally out of nowhere. He literally just one day we woke up and we looked and he was an intern asking questions. Then he's played for Frisius, I believe. And then we started realizing this kid could play football. And the Topper, the CEO, CFO, and the innovator of the product it is said, hey, wait a minute. Let's get him on our team. So he joined Topper's team. He's got some things to say today, but let's welcome first Drew. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on here.
Yeah, we're going to have you in a second. We're going to ask you a couple questions, but we're going to introduce our other guest, because I apparently have a big announcement you're going to unveil in a minute. He is, holy smokes, he's been playing forever. He is a veteran. Green Machine will beg to differ, but he claims to be the innovator and the perfecter of the triangle offense. He has played for Dinner for Two. He's played for Varsity Villains. He's played for Angry Buffalo. He, too, is on Team Topper. Tim Dove, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Did I miss a team?
You had to have. One of those teams is the same team.
Okay. They just changed names.
Yes.
You were with them before they totally went botso.
I was part of the problem.
You were part of the problem.
Yes.
Part of
if
it.
If you add another person who has a temper like they do, I mean, you know.
Indeed.
Just leave it at that. Use your imaginations, kids.
Well, as you know, we have a pre-show. Joe, we're going to start with you. You said you had a major announcement. Before we ask you the ins and outs, what do you got to tell us?
It's hard to listen.
This is good.
So,
pull the microphone. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
This is exciting.
Those of you that were at the wine tournament know that I put in a team there. I was kind of testing them out to see if we'd be good enough to play in the league.
Such
hopefully
a
Topper's division, so we could play Topper and beat him, obviously.
Good storylines. We need those.
But those of you who were at the wine tournament knew that we had a pretty bad quarterback, and we lost all three games, and we put up, like, maybe 10 points total.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we played you guys.
I didn't know how your other games went, though.
Yeah, they were bad. So I will be back with Topper.
No!
Yeah.
Swerve!
I'm going to be back with Topper.
Awesome.
Yeah. Also, he's moving up to D2.
What?
Yeah.
Let me start with my first question. Does Topper know this?
No.
Okay.
I just decided that right now.
Oh. Oh, God.
Tim Duff, are you finding this out now, too? Are you coming back?
Listen, I'm speechless. I had no clue about anything. D2, where Drew was playing, besides the fact that I text him every day and bug him.
Fuck? Yeah, what? So who's going?
I'm kidding. We're on D.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I was about to say, because Kevin D, he's really good, but Kevin D, I heard, is leaving. Bird told me he was leaving you guys.
Kevin. He's our sub.
Yeah, but Kevin said that, or he told me he was going to play with replacements, I think.
Yeah.
With them.
Well,
that's what I heard.
He was a sub, so he's just going.
Yeah, but he was
going
to go play with them. That's what I heard.
So then the whole squad's back. Do you have anybody else you're adding besides you? Apparently,
I think it's just everyone. That's everyone from last year. Zero improvements.
We do have an improvement.
Poised for a semifinal loss.
Who's the impressive?
We do have an improvement.
Do you have Ricky a quarterback instead of Topper?
Better jerseys.
That is not an improvement. I will say that right now. What was the score of our game versus Ricky? I'm pretty sure we beat them. Drew played only a half.
Was that the week he got injured?
No. Topper played defense.
Oh.
And we're down by 18, and we came back and beat them. So, I mean, Ricky, I'm sorry, but
we're doing big announcements. So, who's the other guy? Yeah. Is it a guy? Is it a girl?
It is not another guy, but I do have a veteran on the sub list. But there is another girl.
Is Brittany coming back?
She is not.
Oh, garbage!
Let him announce it,
yes,
Lenny.
Yes, yes.
You're so excited.
She has too many. This isn't a big splash, but she's a solid girl. She catches the ball all the time. She's played in D1. She goes by the name of Kimmy.
Nice. Ooh. That's a good pickup. Good person, too. Kimmy and I are best friends. You know what? You know, a lot of people said this, and I'll say this, too. You guys are a very talented team. Sans, I think a lot of times you guys have caught grief for two things. Number one, your quarterback, obviously. And then sometimes fair, sometimes not. But they've always said you need an alpha female. Like, I think you got one now. Kimmy can play.
So. I think so.
I thought Kelly's been pretty damn good the whole season.
I agree.
She's so quiet, though. But Kelly,
she's a great female, but she's less alpha female.
Yeah. Like, you
Kelly, is very,
and,
Kelly is very good.
Absolutely.
When you have Kelly and Kimmy on the field at once.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that Denise might be leaving Angry Buffalo and coming with you?
Let's hope Denise never comes back. She just goes somewhere else.
She's going to be a guest on the podcast.
Don't like Denise. Here's my feelings.
I can neither confirm or deny that. I've spoken with Denise semi-recently.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Stop it.
Did you do all the talking?
Leonard!
I have no idea who Denise is, so I'm just going to stay out of it.
Good.
And,
that's a good thing.
You know, Lenny's enemies.
We're in contract negotiations.
That is kind of big news.
I actually don't hate Denise.
Well, you kind of suggest otherwise with your attitude.
Her no, it's because she's hurtful. She's impossible to talk to. But you know, she's like, when you go, you ever look at a wall and start talking to it? That's like talking to Denise.
That could be the beginning of the breakup of Angry Buffalo on a whole.
Angry Buffalo should be in D1 right now, but that's another story they're for
not,
another
oh,
day.
Yeah, but if Denise not because, leaves.
No. Everybody has jobs and can't do it and commit. I know.
If Denise leaves and goes with Tim, that's a radical change. There's,
and they just need a quarterback. We go over actually. Topper was slinging it at the tournament too.
You guys should trade Ricky for Topper.
We won all three games with Topper in the tournament with our actual team.
Like Topper
with Topper's
really
team, we won all three games.
Really?
Yeah.
Topper finished first and second in the wine tournament.
Aren't you scared though at his age that one day, like literally, like his arm's just going to fall right off his shoulder?
If age was an issue, he would have fallen off like 10 years ago.
His throwing motion keeps him around for another 60 years old. 20 years.
Would it be funny if he did like the waiter thing and he threw it and like literally his arm went end over end with the football?
I think he'd be terrified. Like, I don't know if it'd be funny.
You caught the football with his arm.
That'd be insane.
It's just going to fall off one day. So let's start at the beginning. We've made our announcements. This is good. Topper's probably happier than anybody. I'll text him in a minute if he can.
Wait, does he know?
I already told him.
Oh, you told him?
God,
yeah.
He's having... He's
could he talk to you? He's busy right now because he's in love. Apparently he's in love.
Right
he doesn't talk like he used to.
I mean, like he was going crazy in the offseason. He went through like 12 stages of grief.
He did. I talked to him for like five of them.
He was mad for like 10 or 11 seconds.
He was mad and then he was just like crushed.
Like letters, threats, all that kind of stuff.
He almost didn't do our video. Did you see that on Facebook?
I don't know what video you're talking about.
Oh, the Bees Brother rebuttal when he was in the Cookie Monster outfit with Emily in bed when she was dressed as a bear.
What?
Go to toppersports.com Facebook page right now. Oh my God. Why don't people, like, you know how much work it took us to put that video together?
Do you guys have the online?
Timmy, did you see it?
I heard about it.
It took us 47 minutes to put that together. And nobody watched it.
I watched it a lot.
Speaking of Bee's brother.
Yep.
Wasn't at the wine tournament.
I have some
long story
paperwork for him in my car. I didn't bring it in, but I have some applications for jobs that I stopped by and I picked those up.
Great work, Tim Dove.
That's awesome.
Care to elaborate?
What kind of jobs?
I think this was two or three sessions ago. There was about nine of us standing around the bar. And
slow day.
He stopped. It was late. He stopped and he said, "Tim Dove, could I borrow $27.50?" And I thought immediately, like, does he need a ride? Does he need, like,
a kidney? What's going on here?
He needed Grand Theft Auto.
A meal? Well, he told me that he needed the new Madden game at GameStop. So I'm like, I felt bad, but I'm like, I can't give that to you.
It's been a principle.
I can't give that to you. So I ended up giving him $5 that day, but
not bad.
Really not.
You know, I tried to get it back on my CD that he was selling.
And you know, people have talked about this story. You actually shorted him a dollar, correct? Like, is that how that started?
I did. I wanted to short him more, but Topper felt bad.
Yeah, as the story went, you know, he was selling the CDs for $5. Yes. Tim Dove only paid $4.
That's fantastic.
Apparently, you can haggle. We didn't know. I didn't know this. I paid $10. I got stuck.
That's Drew, true negotiation,
Drew,
right?
Drew didn't make it to the video.
I'm a real estate agent, so
he's on the GoFundMe page.
Oh, can you donate a dollar, please?
He's reading the GoFundMe page.
$10.
We got
the guy needs $27.50 for something. We don't know what, but he needs $27.50.
He needed
$62.50.
Madden.
Oh, I was.
That was before
reading.
Lenny just bought Madden reading for him.
Actually, I think it was me.
Madden
I can remember one of us was there. Topper and I had this thing going. We were flip flopping him like a pancake, and like he would go and buy him something. Then we'd text each other GameStop at 9 o'clock, going, "I can't believe I'm here now."
You bought him Madden, and I think Topper had to buy him the Xbox Live Gold Pack.
Yes, he did.
Because
you set him up. A carton of cigarettes. That was pretty awesome. But then he said something like he was going to get a football box or something, and I was going to pay for that, so that kind of pissed me off.
I love it.
So,
go on.
So, yeah. Tim, you're saying you're a real estate agent. Do you have any highfalutin league-connected properties that might be up for grabs still?
Is that thing sold yet?
Yeah, what's going on with
actually,
Topper's house?
Actually, I'm glad I'm on the podcast right now.
Hit it.
Topper's house has been sold.
What?
What? Market value or what would happen?
Irrelevant. I overlisted it as usual, but he got. You know, you can find it out on Zillow because I can't talk about that. But
oh, fair enough.
You know,
at the end of the day,
is Topper happy?
Is it somebody from the league who bought the house?
You know what? I just scrolled to the numbers. I didn't even look at the name.
Oh, okay. Because that would have been awesome if somebody...
Maybe it was a rival league.
Yeah.
But they were non-contingent, so...
Game On or Mile bought it to be the new headquarters of their
You've seen league. His back tile. Tommy Hughes did that, and he put the little Irish stamp in there. It was all good.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a good house. I'm glad somebody found
Congrats, it. Topper.
Jumped on it.
And now he's at the other house, Casa de Topper. If you haven't
Everything
been there already, make your way there.
It's a big Topper life right now.
Yeah. Topper is sold. On fire.
He won the wine tournament
he's
and finished
second.
Married. He's Yeah. He's found He's love getting, apparently.
I made two
now.
Predictions.
He's not getting
this
married.
This makes me worried that I'm just hearing about this.
Yeah, well, I maintain last week we did some
it's
predictions and I made two. Number one was I predicted that Angry Buffalo is going to make the D2 finals with their whole team, even though they said nobody's going to be there. That's prediction one. Prediction two was the Topper will be engaged within 12 months. That's me just shooting it out there.
Do we know this? Do we know this gentleman?
Yeah, that's a great question. His name is Thee.
Did you say Z?
No, I said Thee. Like T H E A.
Thea. Sick.
Well, I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah. No, you know her.
Oh, I do.
You know her very well.
Oh.
Very well.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Let's just say she's a blonde young lady who happened to work at the Rose Garden.
Oh.
I know. That's what I said.
Oh, there's four of them.
No, she's the one you. It's not.
The one with the short hair? Not,
it's, yes. The one looks like Hilary Duff. Yes.
Coitus.
Damn, congratulations.
No, love. Not coitus yet. Unless they're on date three. Well, actually, when you're 44 or 45, then it's date 777.
Her name might rhyme with methane.
Topper, make sure you're using your pills.
Prenup.
Use the blue ones, not the green ones.
Yes, the prenup agreement.
Yeah, no, that's been going good.
We can't lose half the league.
And we heard she was at the wine tournament, and they had a great time, and Topper's happy. Life is good.
Actually,
Drew didn't dick him over. He's coming back.
Well, we don't know that.
If there was no prenuptial agreement, sure. And it was her, do you feel Bethany would be able to, or Methany, whatever
Methany.
You like to say right now.
Can't say her name.
Do you feel that she could run D1 as its own league?
Oh, I got news for you. If those two are getting married, I'm sending my personal lawyer over there, and they're getting a prenup, because if I have to run the league with her, if he dies, F that noise.
Is that the guy who won your divorce?
My brother's.
Oh, okay.
My divorce was just me making an offer she couldn't refuse. It was the quickest divorce ever. It was like 4 minutes. I basically said this, and this, and that was it.
Is this a good idea? Because drinks are at an all-time high.
Yes.
And what if something goes south on this? And then, I mean, buckets go up to $30.
I don't think so. I think this one could work out because, let's be honest, you know how they say women have biological clocks that are ticking? Topper's clock is literally just buzzing, ticking, like he's running out of chances.
Yeah.
Like at Topper's age, you know, how many more are there going to be?
How old is Topper again?
44, same age as me.
Huh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah, we're both 44. He's a little older than me. I think he's November. Matter of fact, he's coming to 45's coming. November's coming.
Oh, man. What are we going to do for the 45th birthday spectacular?
Nothing.
Okay.
We'll figure something out.
Ask his fiance what she has planned.
That'll be the wedding day.
Oh my God, maybe he'll be engaged on his birthday. That would be pretty awesome. If she asked him to marry him.
If she proposed.
Oh, that would be fun.
At the Fields.
This is going to go poorly.
Can you release the doves?
In a bear suit.
Yeah, that's actually
part of it. Did she listen to this?
I wanted it for money.
I hope not. I really hope not.
She might have once because actually when I first met her, we were talking about The Bachelorette and I was telling her about Sarah. I don't know if you remember the Bachelorette. Oh, yeah, you remember. You were supposed to be in it and you weren't.
Correct.
Thank you.
No problem.
And she said, hey, I think I can do this. Let me be The Bachelorette. And we started talking a little bit and then it just, you know, the more I talked to her, I was like, no, she's not going to work. Not in a bad way. I like her, but just she would not be a good Bachelorette.
Oh, you do like her that you were fighting?
Well, no, I don't like the fact that she's ruined my life when it comes to pandas.
Right.
Yeah, because I used to love pandas, and she ruined it for me. So, but no, her and I get along fine.
She opened his eyes. I guess they're just mean.
They're mean. I didn't know this.
He had no clue.
Didn't have a clue. Came out of nowhere.
He thought pandas just hung out and ate bamboo.
At home one day, minding my own damn business, and I get a text, and it's all the stuff about pandas and how mean they are. It literally broke my heart. Matter of fact, my 11-year-old niece has a panda that is literally 3 feet tall. It is in a freaking tote right now, locked. Because I don't want the thing to jump on my niece or kill her or something because they're mean.
You're with koala bears. Koala bears are much
Koala bears
than
are not panda
anyways.
Bears.
Yeah,
yes.
But they're just move on to koala bears.
I'm going to.
Bears are still bears.
No. Panda bears are different.
You're wrong here.
No, not
Koalas
wrong.
Are going to let you down,
yeah, you
too,
tell
man.
That to the 3-foot panda
koala
that's locked
in the
tote.
Koala bears are going to let you down, too.
No, they won't.
I guarantee you they will.
You sure?
I'm going to show you some videos and ruin koala bears
do
for
not,
you.
You do that. I swear. I don't think I can take it again. It took me like 3 days to recover the first time.
I don't think you're recovered.
Maybe I'm not. I don't know. It's a story for another day. So, hey, we got an update real quick. I told you I talked to a friend of ours today, Sherry. And she's still alive. She's still my FFBFF.
Okay.
You remember Sherry. She wanted everybody to know that she's coming back at some point. She's not retired. She unfortunately plays softball on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And I also has, she's hitting over 700, so she's doing really, really well.
Wednesdays. That's a lie. That's a lie.
No, she told me over. Are you sure? She told me she's hitting over 700.
Well,
I have the text.
Not on Wednesday nights.
But between three nights.
We have a Topper Sports League softball team.
Who's on the team?
We represent, I think we have, represent seven teams.
Really?
Wow.
We do.
Thanks for adding me, everybody.
Are you playing, hold on. Are you playing fall ball?
We are not.
Because we are, and we have a Topper Sports softball team, and Sherry's on it with me and Tommy and Gordon. And
is it called Plug Life?
No, it's called... Actually, I don't think we have a name. We don't really care.
You should be a Berica.
It's just... No, I thought about that, too. But, yeah, it's kind of funny, because we must have taken over, like, part of your spot. We were just like, let's have a fall ball team, so...
That's okay. We like to continue it. We share, you know...
Is she as good as she said she is?
No, she really is good. She started off slow, and she was one of the better hitters at the end of the year, for sure.
The problem is when you play fast pitch, like, it doesn't always translate to slow pitch right away. So even though she's been playing for a while, it's still a different game. But her defense is still, like, we played against her. She played for Chelsea's team a few times. She plays really, she's really good.
What position
does
she play?
Well, if you need somebody, ask Kimmy.
Yeah.
Kimmy's a solid player.
I think we've had teams in the past with, like, Tommy and stuff. I think I've played with Kimmy before. Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Really? No.
We could have her in one day. You know, Kimmy played in varsity, and varsity got sometimes a warranted bad rap, but sometimes not. And she was, like, one of the few people on the team that, what a nice girl.
You know what? She needs to stop smiling so much. It just kills me.
She totally brought, like, I used to look at her and go, you're totally killing their street cred. I go, you're totally nice, and, like, they're the evil empire, and then there she is. Like, you can't get mad at her.
She was at Topper's house at the post-wine tournament party.
No way. Yeah. Who was there? Tell us about the wine tournament. Let's do a little segue here.
Well, I mean, the wine tournament actually went pretty smoothly.
Unless you were on Drew's team.
Well, apparently. I mean...
Not in the morning.
Okay.
The morning was a good time. Like I said, the weather was perfect for wine tournaments. The food truck Topper got to go. They actually, like, took off early because they weren't selling enough food, but they didn't realize that nobody wants to eat a shit ton of barbecue before the games happen.
Midday.
What time did they show up?
They were there before we were.
Yeah. Oh, no,
we showed up in the limo at like 8:30, and they were there already to go. Yeah, and it was like, they were selling breakfast sandwiches and stuff. Good idea, but like the people we had last year were smart. They were just waited till the end of the tournament. And that's when everybody's just there. Crushing
show up
food
at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, they got there too early, and then I guess they just said we're not selling anything, so we're just going to go. So they left at like 2, and they kind of cut themselves short of getting probably a crap ton of
You got
a lot
of booze kicking.
How was the music and announcing?
Actually, the announcement was never better, but the music was lacking.
Did they even have music? I wasn't there.
Topper hooked
up. Did they even have announcements?
Topper hooked up his speaker for a little bit.
Oh, so they, you know, Mikey W's iPad.
Mikey W wasn't there either.
Mikey W, because
he was
had
with Jim.
His brother's wedding.
I think it was
Topper's playlist.
The wedding was friggin' amazing.
It's got to be Topper's playlist. Yeah, it really was. Weird stuff.
I'll talk all about it.
But then I guess they had a girl show up who was like a singer that they must have met like a few days beforehand. So she was playing under a tarp. And
Wait. She was playing under a tarp.
Yeah, like they had a tent, not a tarp, but like a tent. They had a tent. She was playing under that because it was by the end.
Okay,
of the day,
they weren't blocking what she looks like with the tarp.
No,
like
no,
she wasn't easy on the eyes or something.
She was actually.
Oh, okay.
So she was playing music, and I think they actually had her do a couple announcements, but people weren't. There weren't any announcements, Jim. Nobody replaced you.
How'd they do on wine sales?
Gotta be great because I know that I bought wine opened at 10, but people at 9:30 were asking when wine was going to be sold.
Nice.
Even though there was a big chalkboard that said it specifically, so go the league.
Did they run out of wine?
I don't think
so. On the outside?
I don't think so, but they did sell a bunch of bottles. People were just drinking bottles as they usually do.
I think my afternoon team bought like 9 or 10 or 11 bottles.
Yeah.
Nice. I was there for the inaugural year. I'll never forget the guy literally said, you've just bought us out of wine on the outside. They had to put everybody had to move inside.
Yeah, it was great.
I always tell the story, like, I've been to one of three, because August is just a really busy time for me, so I usually can't make it, but I remember showing up, and it was like 100 degrees. Remember that, Jim? People are starting with one glass, you know, like they're playing, and they're walking with glass, and I'm laughing, and he's like, wait, I'm like, this is the calm before the storm. So then I come back, and I'd see that same person, they'd have two glasses. Then they'd come back, and I'd see them holding a bottle. Then I'd see them holding two bottles. Then I'd see them holding two bottles with straws, and I'm like, what is wrong with these people? And they went from ordering a glass to a bottle to a case, and the guy literally looked at us and was like, one point he literally looked at me and goes, who are you people?
Yeah, no, that's because I mean the girls who sell the wine, I'm pretty sure they were there the last couple of years I've been there, and when I walked up at 10:30, because I didn't play until the afternoon games, and I just asked for a bottle, and they were like, do you need a cup? I'm like, you know, I don't need a cup. And she's like, yeah, I forgot about how this tournament works. People just pass bottles or just drink their own, and that's basically what happened. A lot of wine sales were had. I don't know how much specifically, but the wine was definitely flowing for sure.
Was it nice to see Daryl?
It's always nice to see Daryl, except that he was late.
What?
We
fashionably late.
Iberica's first game was actually against Cobblestone, and Garrett was throwing, and we thought that they kicked Daryl off the team.
How is that a fair game?
What do you mean?
Iberica against Cobblestone?
I don't know. I didn't make the schedule, but it worked out okay. I think, did we lose to Cobblestone? I think Cobblestone ended up beating us. But yeah, eventually,
they got Daryl.
Well, yeah, because that's what happened is like so after the second drive, all of a sudden you just see him far away. You just see the hair, and Daryl makes his triumphant walk up to the field because we were on the far field, and then he threw three consecutive interceptions.
You know
the
why?
The first one wasn't his fault.
He's
literally
so nice. He hit
his own. It was crazy. He hit his own receiver in the hands, and the guy must have been trying to pull the ball to his chest, but instead just somehow tossed it directly into the arms of one of our girls.
He probably told him to do that because Daryl is he cares about people so much.
Right.
Doesn't want, like, he has to win the game. He understands it's a business venture, but he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings. So sometimes he'll throw two or three picks just to keep the game close.
I guess that
he's done this before.
Was that maybe Cobblestone didn't play better? No, Cobblestone didn't play better. They played. That was a Tommy Hughes experience game. I'm sorry.
And Tommy Hughes won the title, from what I was told.
Yeah, because we beat Cobblestone, and then
who was on that team?
What, Tommy Hughes? It was.
This is funny.
It was me, Tommy. Sarah the Bachelorette, this girl Crystal who used to play.
Is she single now?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her. And then
here there's a story.
We had whatchamacallit, this girl Crystal who used to play in the league, but she moved away to like Nashville or something.
Oh, I know her.
Oh,
she's
yes.
from Hughes.
Yeah.
So she played with Holidays. She's good. If I'm not mistaken.
Tommy came back and got it. We had Nick and Tammy on the team, and then we had Zach Newberry too. And then I don't know if I said Gordon played, and then Topper played. And Topper played receiver, and even though he had a little bit of wine, Topper was really killing it out there. He had like five touchdowns in the tournament. He had a lot of great catches. Like,
you know why, right?
He was making, because Bethany was there and he was looking good.
He had to show off.
I was going to say, it was sort of like my, not to toot my own horn, but it was sort of like my last year with Angry Buffalo before I got kicked off. They covered Delano all the time, so nobody covered me. So, like your team, they covered everybody else except Topper.
No, Topper was jumping over like Blaze LaDuca and stuff.
Never mind.
Well, everybody does that. He's like 4 feet
tall. Doesn't, well, actually, Blaze had two busted toes. Like he had giant blisters on both of his feet, and he couldn't even walk. It was but Topper was doing great jumping over.
Tim Duff, I got a question for you. You just said it actually. So you were on Varsity Villains and Dinner for Two.
Dinner for Two.
Yes, and you got kicked off, and then you ended Angry Buffalo. You helped them win a title, if I'm not mistaken, right? And then you got kicked off again.
Dinner for Two was my team.
Okay. What happened? Like, and you and Alicia left, right?
We changed the name because people wanted to change the name, and I didn't really care, so we changed the name. We made it to, I mean, we ran through 4-3, and then we're in the championship in two several years in a row. We just kept on losing and losing and losing, and somebody came up to me and said, you know, why don't you play with us? And I said, if you win three and move to two so I can play my old team, I'd be more than willing. So they did that. You know, I just left because that way we could stay friends.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then I won't talk about old wounds, but I got wamboozled, so.
Wamboozled.
Yeah.
So now you're a Topper's team. Is it more like you just grasping for straws trying to hold on for dear life, or do you really enjoy playing?
You know what? I thought that I was having more fun, but I guess I may be grasping for straws. But I really do have more fun with Topper's team than I have, and our team, in my opinion, keeps on getting better. I think 2 or 3 years we made it to the championship and lost.
I'll agree with that. I think you guys have gotten a lot better, like, since I play you every year.
Yeah.
Our game's usually pretty fun and close, but they went from, like, 20 points scored. Now we're scoring like 50 on each other, so maybe we got to fix our defense. But our games have been really, really good, and you can just see Topper actually getting better with age, like a fine wine.
I actually used to say when Tim actually was signed, I said that was one of the more under the radar, underrated signings in a while, because I mean, you're talking literally about a guy who had sticks and stones and twigs and rocks, and that's how he was calling plays to, right. Oh, hey, wait, we got a guy who understands offense now. And we actually can do things. Like, they always had talent.
That's huge for a team. Like, yeah. I think a person
now
that can come in and, like, implement a system, if you will, but, like, can call plays and say, hey, here's what I see, like, do that. That helps an entire team out the whole way. Like,
he told me the first time that they actually experienced a triangle offense, he actually got a hard on without his pills. He was so excited. So, and he's still excited to this day. Like, yeah. He just, the triangle, he's all about the triangle.
Sure, but, I mean, it works great. Anytime a team gets somebody, like Tim came in and instituted that, and it made the team significantly better.
I got so mad one day.
It helps when you get athletic guys who are like 6'8", too, but What are you going to do?
He was playing somebody one day, and I was totally fucking with Topper because I was mad at him, and I told him how to, like, defend it. And he looks at me, he's like, you're such a fucking asshole. And I go, square beats a triangle. He got so freaking pissed off at me.
But yeah, even because there's teams out there that have really talented teams and like really talented athletes, and they don't do as well because they don't know how to call plays, basically.
Exactly.
And even going back to the wine tournament, Gordon had his team of a bunch of our random friends to play to see if any of them could play. And they all did okay, but Gordon decided to like try and call the plays for Jeff, even though Easton was throwing. And Gordon just came to the sideline one time and he goes, man, it was a lot harder than I thought it would be, you know? Because if you're not used to doing it, like calling plays consistently every time, like it just doesn't work for some people.
I always bring up the name Tommy Hughes. And the reason
really
is, you're talking about a guy who's 35 years old, you're talking about a guy who's not as fast as your typical D1 guy, but you know what? You know why he's still in D1 and why he succeeds? Because the kid is
routes.
An evil genius. Yes. He knows football, he knows routes, and he, you know, everybody's like, oh, Cole's so good, he calls this. Tommy Hughes calls the plays, dude.
I know.
Like Chris and there's like a thing we kinda all do. Like Tommy does this, does Chris does this, and then I tell him this, but Tommy Hughes thinks of all the shit. People are like, you got Cole. No, it's Tommy.
Yep, I know.
Right. Yeah, he's a genius, man.
I mean, Cole, I mean, that doesn't mean Tommy calls all. Tommy doesn't call everything.
No,
play.
But
Cole,
it all starts. Let me tell you, if somebody said, hey, Len, you're so good, I'm like, no, it's Tommy Hughes, man. I tell him what I see, and that's it.
I mean, I've been in a huddle with both of them, usually on the experience or when we had Loose Piggy and stuff, but it's funny because a play will happen and it'll look like something terrible happened, and they come back all excited, like, yes, we know exactly what to do, and they look at each other and they're like, this is the call we're going to make here, and then Tommy draws it up and Cole's, exactly, that's exactly what I wanted to do. And then they run the play and you end up getting like a long touchdown.
You know why we're so tough to beat? Because Tommy will call something, and then after Cole sees it, and then I see it, and then you got the three of us like breaking it down and perfecting it, and then it's like, you can't defend this. Like, there's times I look at Cole and I'm like, I got one. He's like, I call plays you can't defend. It's like mathematically impossible almost if run correctly, and it's hard to do that.
And that's the key. That's a big difference between some D1 teams,
yep,
and some lower division teams, is that, yeah, maybe you even know the play, but getting the six people on the field to run it the right way is a huge problem.
And I was just going to say that, like, you know, I'll tell you what we're going to run all day long, but we'll do different versions of it, and you still can't stop it.
Nope. Scott Airy is one of the best players that ever played in the history of this game. He played for Green and Associates forever. Scott Airy's always had a saying. He goes, everybody thinks we have this 50-page playbook. He goes, we run six plays. But you know what? Just when you think you've seen it, we flip it the other way. Now we run 12.
That's almost the thing with the Patriots, though, that they said, like, they run 12 plays,
yep,
better than anybody else. And you got to learn how to stop those 12 plays. And if you learn how to stop a couple of them, then they have, like, one or two other ones that they just flip around. And
Green and Associates is the best team ever. It's not even close. They've won 50,000 titles, and they just had the same team that just perfected plays.
I mean, look at Topper's team. We talk about, like, I know just from playing them, we're like, we know that when he's going to run the triangle and what he's going to do, and we try our best to stop it, but, like, you can't, because if you cheat too much one way, they go the other, and, you know, the best thing you can do then is hope that Topper misthrows a ball or something, you can pick it off. That's the only way you really stop it, is if something goes quite poorly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you guys have seen it firsthand a trillion times, I'm sure, but
so
that's how it is.
I can ask the question then. So you've got an offensive genius, a guy who's been playing forever. You got a guy in Topper who, okay, let's be honest, he's kind of special sometimes, but he's been playing forever. Why would you even leave? What were you thinking about?
I mean, we went to the semis the last, what, 2 years? Mm-hmm. Not 2 years, two sessions, and we lost in the semis. Like,
why don't you just stand up and say, hey, wait a minute here, I want to win a title. Can't
no,
we
went to the championship, yeah, 2 out of the 3 years.
Can't you, like, do, yeah, Survivor and vote somebody off?
No, I mean, I don't have any say in the roster.
Well, why don't you step up? Like, who makes decisions for this team?
Topper?
Who else? Yeah.
Silvati, who's there maybe 3 to 4 times a week.
All right, see, so I'm sensing some conflict in your voice. Okay,
no, I like Silvati a lot. Silvati's like one of our best players, and when he's there, we're that much better. Like, we were missing him against, I think we were missing him the last game of the playoffs last season.
Yeah, he would have been.
I think we would have won that game if he was there.
I always call him the straw that stirs the drink. He's like, yeah, a guy like Tim on offense, that's what Silvati is on defense.
Yeah, exactly. He runs that.
And
really
Todd,
he
too.
Runs the defense.
And missing Todd is, you know, you got, you know, Drew, who's a speedster, and then Todd, who's just as fast. You know, missing Todd because of his injury was a big deal.
You guys got to win one. What is holding back. You? Something's. You guys got to win one.
Let's just put it all together at the right time.
Except for the Bams. You guys are on, like, the worst streak ever. Like, Bams, Ace, and Topper's team. Like, you guys are all just...
I don't know if it's a bad streak, because I'm pretty sure in the past 3 sessions... Topper has more wins than he does in his lifetime.
It's all good. Yeah, right? I know.
No,
I mean, it's a good thing.
That's probably an accurate statement.
I'm just saying, like, I should rephrase it. Like, we want you to win. We want the Bams to win. We want to eat, like, some of these, you guys remember forever, we want you to win one time. Like, Public Enemy was the greatest story ever. They got their asses kicked and they finally won. It was like storybook. Like, you guys need your storybook.
That's true. Maybe that's what this year is.
Let's hope.
Finally for Topper. So, Drew, you had your team in the wine tournament, and you still had some guys. Now, are they your friends or something?
Yeah, they're my buddies. Some of them are friends of friends, but a good portion of them are mine.
Did you have any of them that were talented enough to just, like, maybe join you on Topper's team?
I talked to Topper about that, but then we'd have, like, seven guys, and playing with seven guys isn't fun when seven guys show up. It's not fun.
Playing with seven guys is never fun. No.
Really?
Seven guys, I think, is, like, the absolute complete maximum, and that's if somebody's cool and, like, backs off.
Cause I agree.
I know with Bullet Club sometimes, because we have to ask so many guys because they didn't show up at the time.
You know, we have seven, but we have Cole, so that doesn't count because he played defense.
Well, that's what, like,
well,
that's what
doesn't
Ethan
play
does.
D, but when you... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Like, let's just say, Easton doesn't play defense either, but sometimes, you know, some of these guys really want to get out there, and there's times I'll just take another drive or two off just to do that. But if you don't have a guy that is willing to, like, hang out for an extra drive, then that's when you're going to get, like, team arguing, I don't play enough, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, you know, I'm just reading a question right here. This is actually pretty good. What's with Tim's Triangle? Was it named after Topper's love life?
Yes.
And you actually didn't think of that. That actually came from Green Machine, didn't it? If memory serves me right, that's the first people I ever heard that ran the Triangle offense. But you guys perfected it.
I can't answer.
I don't know who Green Machine is.
They played years. This is back when I played. Joe Shuttlebauer and Shane Bays were actually Green Machine. They played, I mean, I'm talking way back in the day when I played.
Okay.
That's the first, and then they had Paul Mitri, remember Molly Hilger, and they had the Todd. I don't know if you ever remember. It might have been a little before you just showed up.
I remember the Todd because
the Todd actually, I think, invented
Todds.
It. Yes.
I don't know. Did they play with Topper?
No. They actually.
Why did they call it two Todds then?
Oh, no, because the Todd left Green Machine their final year, and he went to play for you guys, and then you guys were called One Todd Too Many.
And you know what? Actually, speaking about leaving and joining teams, we could have another dynamic player on our team, but, and I don't know whose fault this was, I'll blame it on Topper, we could have had Travis. He was like Drew, except not an intern, and he didn't have a team. And he just, I don't know why he didn't ask him to play.
You mean when he first started?
Yeah, he played with us in the wine tournament, and then he didn't ask him to continue on his team.
There was a thing with Travis when he first started, and this may or may not be surprising to people, but people didn't like his attitude at first. I remember, because he had his attitude.
Some people don't like his attitude today.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if a lot of people, nobody really got to know him, and he just had that attitude of, we don't really want to deal with this kid. A lot of people.
I think we were 3-0 in that tournament. We had Jake, Topper, Travis, myself, Kevin, and I forgot his name. It'll come back to me. But anyways, we had a good team. We went 3-0, but we still lost.
That's still a really good team.
Oh, we had Kelsey and Julie Havis, the former Julie Havis.
Was that last year?
Two years ago in the wine tournament.
We're looking at some email questions. I'm looking right now, and one says, the day B's brother won the Lifetime Achievement Award, Tim, do you still feel that you should have won the award instead of him?
Oh, of course.
And then there was something about a hand towel thing in a hotel room.
What is that about?
I may have ripped the hand towel down.
Was that because B's brother won the Lifetime Achievement Award and not you?
Yeah, probably. I don't. Which year did he win it?
It was our first year at the Ramada.
I don't think I was there for that.
No, because that was the first year was the year we won a championship with Dinner for Two. So
it could have been. That's when you guys actually came to the and you guys didn't get booed when you came to the stage for the trophy.
Then when varsity, when you say you guys,
that team. My apologies. Nobody ever boos you.
Okay. I'm probably 50-50. I guarantee a lot of people dislike me, but. You know, I have my good sides.
I love it.
They have hand towels in the Ramada?
Not anymore.
They don't even have a Ramada anymore, do they?
That's amazing.
Well, so now we're going to bring you, I guess we have a question now about Angry Buffalo. Like, are you still friends with the guys in Angry Buffalo, or are you mad at them?
Oh, no, of course. I speak to some of them.
How about Lisa in particular?
Lisa is a great person. I have nothing bad to say about her. I believe they just had another baby.
Did they?
Kudos to them. They did. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's why she's not playing.
So I didn't know that. I thought she was coming back.
If she's coming back, then, I mean, it may have been a few months, but it's Lindsay, Denise, and
Boo.
Ashley.
Ashley's nice. I like Ashley.
But Denise Lindsay, I like might too. Be she's going great, with yeah. you. Might be going
No.
Maybe going to Topper's team, but that's because of...
Didn't she go to the moon?
She likes Drew a lot, so...
Does she?
I think the two of them would...
Drew, let's talk about that. Wow. Drew, you seeing anybody right now?
No.
Should have been on
The Bachelorette.
I don't know who Denise is.
She's the blonde girl who plays in Angry Buffalo.
She's amazing.
I don't know.
Actually.
I don't know who that
is. Is anybody in the league you ever liked?
I've tried to hook Drew up with a few girls, and he's just like, I mean, they were, in my opinion, I thought maybe they were nines or tens, and to him, my nine or ten for him is like a four or five.
I have different tastes.
He's a good looking guy, but geez.
Give me an example.
I mean, you don't know any of these girls
from the football league?
Oh, no, not from the football league.
Oh, about to say,
from personal life.
That'd have been a fun little game.
That'd have been a great game.
All right, so that one bartender, Bethany, on your list, she may have been like a 7 or 8, right? Maybe a 4? 3,
I don't know.
Let's.
She's not a 3, she's an attractive.
Everybody's laughing. There's a story here already.
Don't do this. No, I don't.
No, I was just going to say, if Jim wants to say, let's give her an 8, what would...
You've been in the bar, right?
True. Have I been in the bar?
You know, sometimes things just hit me like epiphanies. I'm gonna hit you with an F Mary kill.
Okay.
Before we do this, can we think about it? We've had a bachelorette.
Yes.
I mean,
we tried with Baccio. We were gonna bring Baccio in.
Bring somebody that people want to fucking date.
Exactly. And I like Baccio a lot.
He's a don't make the
you mean
duck face.
You people won't want to date Baccio?
No,
I don't see I don't see what's wrong with Baccio.
Hey, thank you.
Honestly, because you don't get to know him.
People pick on him. Like,
what do you mean?
They don't
thank
pick
you.
On him. Not me.
What do you mean? Gave the
what?
Let's get to the root of this right
now. He's my friend. Stop. Yeah, I want an FMA kill. I want Rose Garden Edition. Joe K's storming out, thinking that I make fun of Baccio, and I don't. He's my friend. Let's go Rose Garden Edition. Let's go Bethany. Let's go Nikki, and let's go Deanna. FMA kill.
All right.
And there's only one rule in F, Mary, Kill. You have to answer.
I already know his answers.
Well, can you write him on a piece of paper and let's see if he gets it right?
Ooh, do I win
a
prize?
That's a great idea.
Do I win a prize?
Yes, you get a Bee's Brother meet and greet sometime in the fall season. And a headshot. Yeah, don't answer that yet, Drew.
Mr. Dove is stepping away from the mic to
DJ Jimmy is handing him a piece of paper with a pen, and we're going to see if he's right. What would Drew say? And Drew is he is playing with his hair right now, thinking about Daryl Carr, obviously. He's debating on who it's going to be.
At the same time, Mr. Dove has put his headphones back on. He has the pen and paper in hand. He's writing down which three he feels that it is, Len.
He's gonna F one, he's going to marry one, and he's going to kill one.
F. Marry.
Joe K is still protesting the Baccio comments. He is coming back and looking at me with a really angry look. He still can't believe it.
No, we've got F, Mary, Kill predictions going on the paper right now by Mr. Dove in the...
Wait, we're doing predictions?
Corner. Tim Dove says he can pick them, and Drew and the rest of us don't think so.
Do we have a thumbs up?
We don't have a thumbs up. This is like the pyramid. We don't have it yet.
He's not ready.
Dun, 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 dun.
Who are the options? Dun, 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 dun. I clearly missed that part.
Deanna.
Are you good?
Okay. Bethany and Nikki. Rose Garden Bartender Edition.
Ooh.
Okay,
and
we got
the paper is back.
Finally figured out who all of them are now.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, let me start with... I'm
totally with you.
Kill Bethany, because I can't do that to Topper. My now teammate, unfortunately.
Again.
But fortunately. Again.
It's still the right choice.
You don't sound happy about it, honestly. Do this first, and then we'll talk about it in a minute.
All right, and I'm sorry, Nikki, but I can't marry someone who forgets to bring my side of barbecue every single time I order food at the bar.
We're men of principle.
So F Nikki... And marry Deanna.
I am holding a list that says F Nikki, marry Deanna, kill Menathy.
I'm sorry.
Methany.
I said the wrong name.
You could call her Crystal Methany. That works too.
Crystal Methany.
Did I put an N in there? That's M-E-T-H.
That's just his
name. Oh, you call her Methany? I call her Menathy. I'm sorry.
I get it.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're making bets, you're taking this guy with you.
He nailed it.
To the ponies.
He did. You owe him something.
You're probably right. Oh, my God. Remember that one day when you first met Deanna and we tried to fix you up, like we tried to have you fix her fence or something? She was dating somebody, though. That sucked.
That was funny.
She's engaged.
How old is she?
No, that's what I just found out. That's because I had to park cars with her.
She's got to be like 24.
Most of me standing in the grass lot was with her and her friend talking about like this wedding crap, and I did not want to hear it at all.
People are getting engaged at like 20, my age now.
I got a question.
It's insane.
Were you guys wearing fluorescent vests? Because, I mean, if you're parking cars, you can't get run
believe
over.
Believe it or not, they were wearing bright-ass yellow shirts.
Thank
I was
you,
not.
Because they're
I was
thinking.
My Bullet Club shirt.
You want to hear a funny story? So back in the day, when we were not Topper Sports, we were a different league.
What league were you?
It was the Bile, it was called. So... we would actually, what the guy that used to run it would do is, if you did something bad, and he this is actually one of the funny things he did, he'd get mad at you. Instead of suspending you or do something stupid, he'd make you park cars for an hour. So he'd stand out there and he'd hand you a cone, and as you drove in, he would like point you to where you had to park. Sometimes he'd make people park cars. It was really funny. He had to wear a fluorescent
vest.
That's
awesome.
It was really funny.
I really liked that.
So that was, maybe we can get back to doing that. So, instead of suspending people for 3 weeks.
I've got a great story about the former league.
Let's hear it.
Most people have been a part of it, you know, and until they realize where the bright side is. But that was early on, and me and Jeff Medonsky are best buddies. We had a softball team. We played at Conway Park. You know, we enjoyed playing with bottle caps and syringes and all types of stuff over the field. But, you know, we, and this is not an exaggeration, we just crushed teams. I mean, they didn't, I mean, they were playing next to the Perry Projects. It was terrible. Terrible competition. It was just terrible. So I told him, I said, hey, I heard about this new league. I'm going over to it. He said, I'm going to wait a session and see how it is. So I left. Jeff left the next session. And then, magically, somebody, I'm not going to name his name, kicked us out of the softball league because he said other teams didn't like playing us. But I have a feeling that that was a lie. And he kicked us out because we changed football leagues. And it was probably the best decision I've made in my life.
If we do get him here to interview him, I think we should have like a mailbag open form of email questions.
I was going to say it should just be a live show. Like, we should have an audience and they should ask questions.
That would be great.
That'd be amazing.
You're talking about Mo, right?
Yes, Drew.
Yeah, Drew.
Thanks, Drew.
Great.
No problem.
Way to drop in there.
No, it's fine. He's learning.
Now I see why Topper almost got rid of you.
got rid of me.
I like that we're going to.
You should hear him in the huddle.
I love it. Oh,
yeah. He's always like, give me the ball, isn't he? He's got it.
I call a play, and everybody just looks at me, and then Drew's like, no, but this is open. I said, that's where the ball's going.
Like, believe me, we'll be there.
Like, I'm just call the play for you. It's going to you. Just because I didn't say it's coming to you, like, that's exactly what I did.
When he starts calling himself the Drew, that's when you got to run.
So let's go back to what we said.
I never called myself the Drew in my life.
Not yet.
But this year I'm going to start.
Why did you seem like earlier that you were like disappointed that you're going back to Topperstein?
You really did.
Because you didn't seem. I don't know.
I wanted something different. I didn't want to lose another semifinal D3 game.
Well, with that attitude, you're going to lose before that.
That's true.
Like, if you were positive and thought, you know.
I'm positive.
It's the power of positivity, man.
Like, at the tournament, I was positive.
True. Oh, that's true.
Do you ever sit down and see but it's funny. You know, our team, we have an open text chain, and we talk about stuff.
Of course you do.
Why don't you guys ever talk about this stuff? It sounds like a communication line.
So, Kelly doesn't have an iPhone, and I play volleyball with her, and I run the volleyball team with her, and it's miserable because I can't have group text because at my work, I don't have service. So I don't get any text until like 5 p.m.
Why don't you put everybody on Telegram and put it on your computer?
Yeah.
That's what Topper does.
I could do that.
It's true.
Well, seriously. Topper doesn't. He has an email. He has a group email.
Yeah, but I'm literally a retard and I figured
group,
it out.
Group
like anybody can.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why we still do group email.
Yeah, you can hook Telegram up to your computer. Topper tells me how. Like, you can call on
the computer. I have wireless on my phone.
Yeah, so have everybody. But I mean, you could either do it on your phone. Do Telegram.
Let's do it.
There you
Topper,
go.
Topper, wherever you are.
Is that part of
Topper
your signing bonus
you
now? Your
part of my,
re-signing
well,
bonus?
New jerseys were part of my signing bonus.
Ooh. Oh, you guys get new jerseys?
Yeah, cut off.
What color?
I was hoping you were going to do that.
I don't know what color yet.
Cut-offs?
Talk about that.
Is Baccio leaving us?
Are you changing the team name?
Damn it!
Yes.
Wait, what is your team name?
It's not going to be...
Diamond
I don't even know what it is. What was it last
You guys year? Were one Todd too many, but then the Godfather changed you to one Topper too many, and then you were Team Topper with slang.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, what is your team name?
Hold on, record, man. Let me think about this right quick. Let me get back to you on that for a sec.
It's on your headphones, Tim.
Tim Dove is having technical difficulties.
They look broke. Jimmy's going to help him.
This guy.
Yeah, get Telegram, dude. Everybody should be getting... Go to
TellerSports.com. I have Telegram.
Well, tell everybody to...
I have it on my phone.
Why don't you call Kelly and talk to her on the phone, then?
Yeah, Kelly's on Telegram.
I'm going to talk to Kelly right now over this, because...
You should. That's what I'm saying. You guys got to call each other.
We've said it multiple times. And I have it, actually, for our wine tournament team. I had a separate group.
Yeah.
She knew that. She knows this, so I'm not... So it's not like I'm just saying this behind her back. But we had a separate group for the wine tournament than her. So I told everyone else the stuff, because we all had iPhones, and then I would text her on the side.
Yeah. Do you know Tommy Hughes and I have we call it a Monday afternoon phone call, and we talk every Monday about life, football. You got time. Trust me.
I don't.
Trust me. I'm right. a little busier than you, young man, and right. I still
call,
make
so
time.
So I'll call you on Tuesday afternoon.
Call me on Tuesday afternoon he for 10
that.
Minutes.
He would love
I
that.
I make
there's
time
no,
for everybody.
No, hold on. Do not say 10 minutes, because there's no such thing as a 10-minute phone call with Lenny Elba.
But we have a lot of cool things to say.
You're in there minimum
make
40
the time.
Minutes.
Make the time, people. I work 7 days a week, and I make time for everyone.
If you're ever on a long drive across country, call Lenny.
Yeah, I would, too.
It'll fly by.
I used to, I don't know if I told you the story, but I used to have a friend of mine, he unfortunately passed away, he was an attorney in Rochester, he would always call me to and fro. You know, I'm always at my office and I have my phone on speaker and mm-hmm. I'm always doing computers and stuff as I go, so I do 6 things at once. But yeah, talk to people.
All right, let's do it.
Tell them how you feel. Tommy Hughes and I talk about stuff all the time. Hey, who's happy? Who's not? Our team is always like that. Is something wrong? Is something right? Man, our team, we fix it.
So here's the thing. I was the last person added to our team, I think. So there's Todd, there's Mike.
Yeah, but that was years ago. It doesn't matter anymore. You're with them.
I mean,
I was only at a session before you.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah, let me give an example about our team. Paul Johnson, one of the greatest players in the league.
I know him from soccer.
Yep. He played one session with us, and he kind of was like that. Now it's like, Paulie J, just so you know, one man, one vote. He goes, you're with us now. When you're with us, that's it. Everybody gets a vote. Doesn't matter if you're 8 seasons. You're on that team.
Yeah,
your voice carries,
don't feel
man.
Like just because you're the newest guy, your voice doesn't matter or something. Like,
sure.
And let's be honest. He's obviously the most talented and athletic. So,
right. And he won't say that about himself.
Well, second to Nixon. I mean, if you ask Nixon.
Yeah, but
his bones
don't break as easily now.
Let me say one thing. My speed is extremely overrated in this league. I'm not that fast. Like
you're smooth.
I'm really
you
smooth,
run
whatever.
Smooth.
I run
no,
smooth.
No, what I'm sure. They used to say about Rice. No, I'm being serious now. When I've watched you play, mm-hmm. like they used to say about Jerry Rice, people are like, oh, he's so good. Jerry Rice wasn't fast. He was smooth. Like, you run nice routes the way your body is. You run smooth.
Yeah,
I think you're a very good player.
I'll agree with that, actually.
Yeah, I think you're a very smooth route runner, a very smooth player. Like, your lines are better than normal people. You don't have to be as fast because you're smooth and you're smart. Yeah, I've seen you play. That's what I meant. You're welcome.
Well, I'm just saying, I think Todd has the same speed as me. And people don't say he's some speedster either.
No, he's another player.
I'm just saying.
But he's not 6'8".
I think Todd's really... Well, he's not 6'8", but he's...
He's a solid... But he's been playing forever. He can find a hole in any zone. That's what
Todd
does.
Good route runner, fast.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, if you told me to, he's one of the better receivers in this league on the sidelines. Yeah. I don't think... He gets a little lost in the middle, but on the sidelines, running stop-go-stops and the flat... That's his thing.
Are you guys still friends after he called your quarterback a total asshole or whatever he yelled during our game? Hey, asshole, you want this timeout?
Our quarterback, like, he's my friend, but he's a douchebag.
Okay.
Like, he's a real...
Well, he had a tiny man bun.
He has a tiny man bun. But I mean, I like him. He's my friend. But he can be a douche sometimes.
Yeah,
and he
I feel like that's really, how a lot of people describe me.
And he gets
minus the man bun.
And he gets really into it. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but when he would screw up, which was pretty much every play, he would get really mad at himself. So he was like in a really bad mood anyways. He was pissed because usually he's probably better than that. It's just he hasn't played in like 4 years or something like that. So, like, he just kind of took it out on the refs on that one. The game against you guys.
I mean, I was telling people, well, that was crazy, but...
That was rough.
I was telling Lenny this off-air before you guys got there about how the refs told us it was 5-0, and it's, like, the last drive of the game. So we thought it was 5-0. It turned out to actually be 5-1. So we agreed to replay the down. And then after... Because the guy was going to call a timeout after he thought we scored it first.
Yeah.
And then... He was ignoring Todd after we agreed to replay the down because that way we weren't going to just sit there and fight for the next hour.
Yeah, yeah.
So then Todd didn't know if he still wanted the timeout, and he was just like, do you want your timeout? And he was just ignoring him. So Nixon had to yell, hey, asshole, you wanted a timeout. You're so quick to bitch at me. Do you still want it? And he was like, oh, no, I'm good.
Well, then and by the time we called it, it was like at 30
seconds.
Yeah, it
was like 30. Exactly. Yeah, it was
something
terrible.
We didn't even get the ball back. That was a rough game, though. That was a...
It got weird at the end there.
It was
heated.
Rough.
Did you ever hear the story about him and Jeffrey?
Jeffrey,
the name, you ever call him Jeffrey? You want to get him mad, call him Jeffrey. Did you ever hear the story?
Oh,
so years ago, like I was telling you guys, the Todd, who used to play on Green Machine, came over to your team. But before he did, I think as the story goes, that was why they were called One Todd Too Many. And they actually played a game for the name Todd. And Green Machine won, and that's when they started calling Todd Nixon Todd Jeffrey Nixon. So if you ever see him and call him Jeffrey, he literally will like start kicking the grass because he lost his name for a season.
For a whole season, he called me Andrew, and I said I don't like to be called Andrew. For a whole season, he called me Andrew, so I'm going to go call him Jeffrey every single game.
Oh, if you do, he'll probably go Lenny because I'm the only one that remembers it.
Every single game, yep. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but that used to be his name, Todd Jeffrey Nixon. So if you go, what's up, Jeffrey, he's going to go, son of a bitch.
I'm going to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he lost his name for a season.
I'm going to negotiate with Topper that the jerseys we get, he's going to have Jeffrey on the back of his.
Oh, that would be hysterical.
I'm doing it.
Yep, Topper will tell you that story.
Or I'm not playing, Topper. I'm not playing unless Todd has Jeffrey on the back of his jersey. I'm putting that out there right now.
Okay.
Not playing.
What are you going to do with your fall?
I'm going to move to a... I don't know. We'll find a team.
Hey, we need a guy.
I'll find a team. Any team that needs a guy who's decently fast and
I can.
Tall.
I'm probably one of the best recruiters in this league.
I need you.
By the way.
You play with Bullet Club?
Yeah. I really do think I am. So, listen.
Hold on. Joe's closer. He's closer to me on this couch. They have nice couches here. If you've never been in this studio, it's very nice.
Very clean. It's like you clean them often.
If you thought, like I did, that they were just huddled in like Topper's basement around his like computer microphone, they're not. They're in this really nice studio, really nice couches in here.
That's the way it was in the beginning. It was huddled around a computer in Topper's basement.
Yeah, the first day it was Ramir, Topper, and I in front of a laptop. That was the first podcast ever before a Ralph Wilson Fieldhouse game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That was the first. And then Jimmy came on a couple after. I think you were two or three after. I think you came on.
But yeah, so if Todd does not have Jeffrey on the back of his new I don't want to say our team name because we don't have it yet. But we're going to have a new team name. Bullet Club.
I already have the team.
Hang on. I'm going to play for Bullet Club.
Yes. It was GEO, by the way, if people are wondering. GEO.
I was going to ask that. Which Jeffrey?
It was GEOFFREY.
Topper.
It wasn't Bee's brother, Jeffrey.
That's awesome.
I'm planning a D2 team that is going to scorch everybody.
You're planning a D2 like now for this coming session?
No, if you're going to leave, that's my plan B.
Tim Doves always one step ahead of everybody else.
So you're gone too if I'm gone?
So you're with Drew. You guys are a package deal now?
See you later.
All right, so Topper, that's G-E-O.
Nice. God, he won't hear you unless you telegram him.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
I'll have to tell him this one specifically.
So is Brittany out of the league now? Is she going somewhere else?
She just has a lot of obligations. Okay. You know, she had a hard time coming, which most females do, whether you have showers.
Stop there.
Showers.
There it is.
Showers, babies. Children, more showers, work.
You know, speaking of that, I wonder, do you think if Rachel's coming back? Remember Rachel? She played on Santa's Secret Sauce?
That's right, and then you scared her away because of all that
macho talk. No, it was not me.
No, it wasn't. You're right. You're not one to talk.
What are you going to say next?
Bad.
No, she hits showers and stuff. That's why she left.
No, weddings. There aren't that many showers.
That's actually a Dave Walter
question. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of chicks that do
that
shit.
She'd probably play with Dave, so.
Yeah, there's a whole underground scene for showers and stuff.
Really?
I'm telling you, they got like their own little freaking
network.
Once
you get to a certain age, Drew, you don't know because you're 18. So
18. Yeah.
Once
he's got facial hair now, he's 19.
You know what? Right? You and Rachel would look good. She's pretty cool.
Who's Rachel?
Rachel plays on Santa's Secret Sauce. She's really cute. Golf. She's nice.
I don't know. Huh?
She golfs a lot, apparently, according to Facebook.
I'm friends with her on Facebook. I know Rachel. She's nice.
She's all right. Would you take her to mini golf?
He just said no.
Did you just shake her off like you would mini golf or you wouldn't do her?
I'd mini golf.
Because you have to.
Mini golf? Why not like 18
Are you
holes?
Shaking Rachel
18
off?
18 holes.
No, you do mini golf first. We've been through
holes.
This.
19
if
holes later.
If,
do it right.
If she can golf, then you do 18 holes right away.
You got to start with mini golf. You got to let her win, too. Why are you shaking her off?
I'm bringing my own
putter. Fair enough.
Ooh,
bring your caddy, too, if you have to.
I'll bring my caddy, Tim Duff.
Hang on.
A bunch of dates.
Can you golf?
I can golf, yeah.
There was a young blonde lady in here not too many weeks ago.
Oh, Creative Kim.
That can golf.
Yeah, Creative Kim can, too.
Creative Kim.
Oh,
Creative Kim's pretty awesome. She's a little older than you, but you know what? She's pretty awesome, too.
How old do you think I am, Lenny?
If I had to guess, it's a 27. 26. No, 26. 4? Yeah, I would say 26.
24.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I was only an intern a few
years ago. Rachel's only like 25, 26. So that would work.
Yeah, it totally work.
He's going to find an excuse and say,
when you gave the no, was that shaking off Rachel or shaking off the golf?
Are you picking with women?
You didn't answer the question. Were you shaking off Rachel?
I don't remember.
You said you've seen her on Facebook. Would you go out with her if we set it
up? Go golfing with Rachel.
You wouldn't go out with her romantically?
I'm not looking for anything romantic right
now. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Sexually?
There goes your next
Sure.
Thing.
Okay. So you're okay there.
Yeah.
Okay. See, they're always okay sexually.
Who isn't?
Some people like romance.
Like you?
I think this is a good time right now to plug Drew's band that he hasn't done.
You have a band?
I have a band?
You play the drums.
I do.
What's the band called?
Oh, my God.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we did. And thanks for remembering. We are Film House. Our singer just left. And no. It was like 3 months ago, and it was a female singer, and she wasn't very good. Yeah, she's not listening. She was terrible. She doesn't listen to this, so I don't care. She was really bad. We couldn't do many covers with her, so I'm really glad she left. And now we're going to do a lot more like bar stuff, like covers. Instead of like our own songs, which they weren't very good because I joined the band after they wrote their stuff. But we're gonna start playing shows in like September again.
Nice, good for you. Maybe we can get you at the Rose
Garden. Any idea where?
We live in a
Probably like Good Bar and stuff like that.
Nice. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
We could. That'd be cool if we could get them like, at the Rose Garden during one of the
weeks. I'd play at the Rose. I talked to Topper about that. I just never followed up with him.
DJ Reezy can hop in the mix in the beginning.
I'm cool.
You ever
with
hear
that.
This? Yeah.
He does like country stuff.
You ever
right?
hear Katie Keller?
Who?
Katie Keller.
This shit again.
This is from Katie Keller from Third Schlong.
Yeah.
This part is not Katie Keller, but it's so catchy, though.
She in the league?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a real song?
Oh, yeah. This is her song.
She's about to rap right here.
Here she goes. Yeah, she's getting ready to go.
Katie Keller,
she can sing
everybody.
With you guys.
God damn.
Here comes. Boy, you my selection. Listen to that girl run. Give me that affection. Hit me up with some sexting.
It's not all that perplexing. You guys are assholes.
Wait, is this on B's? B's brothers?
No, she had
funny that
thing.
You bring that up. We're trying to hook those two up.
Yeah, why not? That's
not hook them up romantically because if you need
hook them up on the CD music stuff.
Yeah, because I know she's in B's brothers league. I'm could B's brother Katie Keller?
No.
Yeah, she's not in his league, right?
Don't do that.
All right, so here's a real question. Have you heard B's brother and the whole Blood Rain Plug Life album type thing?
I thought it was Pug Life at first. I thought that was pretty cool. But then I figured out it was Plug Life and I kind of lost interest.
It's going to be Percy Jones. Is that the guy's name?
Sounds like you're saying Pug.
You're right. It does sound
like Pug. Like you're saying Pug.
You can tell that he grew up in Clarence or East Amherst.
Pendleton, New York.
It's tough, man. Those are tough streets. I've ran them.
Yeah,
I've ran them.
You know what?
I love it.
Well, I walk fast. I don't run anywhere.
So then what? So you guys just only do Filmhouse? What is your, or Filmhouse, what other songs do you guys do? Like, what kind of type of music?
We do alternative.
Yeah,
like I like alternative music, so I really enjoy covering it, too. Like, covering songs I like. We're all pretty much, like, around the same kind of music.
How many members are in the band?
We have four. We have myself on the drums, my friend, he sings and plays acoustic guitar.
Can you make this sound better,
Jimmy? Or rhythm guitar.
When he says it? No, with your voice.
Oh, you wanted alternative. I mean, do you guys play this?
This is not alternative.
No, I want you announcing Drew on the drums, his friend on whatever.
Oh my God, take Jimmy on tour. Hey, you could do that.
So many band people. Like, Drew's a few
Drew's
people that are into music
world
from the league.
Where Drew is on drums.
Yeah, there you go. How many people That's do you perfect. Think are actually in a band from the league? There's got to be more than just a couple, right? Would we have enough to have a Topper battle of the bands?
We had more singers. I mean, we had Jay from Varsity Villains. He did his single. We had regular B. Yeah. We have Katie Keller.
How about this? Not battle of the bands. Let's just have like an open mic,
talent
open,
show,
an open band night. Like we get like a companies okay. probably do that, right? They bring
a
bunch of instruments
kind of
that like
going for. What
for, like crappy instruments gong that show. People can play and like
Stop
people
it.
Just go and play.
No, we'll bring a U-Haul truck in with a gong. Be you, me, and B's brother will be the judges.
Sure, a gong too, but like people, I think people would have fun with that if like we bring like a bunch of instruments and people just like screw around up there and stuff.
That would be a great time.
We have a gong show.
As long as you just make it so Lenny can enjoy it thoroughly, it'll get done. So a gong will have to be.
Enjoys anything.
That is not true.
That is not true.
Not, I can't.
No.
I cannot say she who shall not be named.
Which she's not invited.
Denise?
Stop it. She's so nice.
No, she's a different kind of situation. No, Denise is a nice person. Denise is okay.
Denise. I don't want to make jokes about the other one because then I'm just going to like get you really mad.
Yeah, she's evil. We don't like her. Denise, we just joke around about hating. Nice. I don't hate Denise at all. So it's all good. So we learned about bands today. We learned about football. We learned Drew's coming back. We learned Tim Dove's going to have a team in D2 in the spring, but not in the fall.
Well, maybe the fall. Depending on if Jeffrey's on the back of that jersey.
And then my team gets better.
Gotta be.
Wait till you see these jerseys.
What color?
I can't tell.
Come on.
Are they going to be like a good color this time? Are you going to be like Daryl's jersey where you got like Daryl on your jersey?
No, they're not going to look
You know
like
what?
That.
I'm not even going to hide it. I mean, I told Topper today. I told Topper today, and I mean, if you're going to guess like that, I told Topper today, I said, if you have one league icon, you need to have yourself as a league icon.
He's the logo.
Oh, you're so good.
He's on his shirt.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, Lenny figured it out. I'm not going to lie. We're in productions right now.
I feel like he's just here to flex
as long as they get the shine on his head right.
Well, what I'm saying is if they don't do Topper right, you could get Captain Picard just the same.
It's going to be Topper's character face with a waiter body.
What?
Oh, what?
Nice. What? Is he going to have his egg? Make sure they get his egg head right.
Can you just sell these?
Would it be?
Guys, two for two.
Yes,
I said,
good boy.
I said Topper. I said people are going to want to buy these.
Base
You're going to make
sore.
An extra couple bucks off of it.
I got $4 on it.
Wait, two for two?
Four.
Two for $20.
No, he said 2 for $2 because Lenny guessed the type of jersey, and then I guess what he's going to do with it. That is market him.
This is awesome.
I did. When I say I want to go grab my drink, I'm just going to grab it off rip.
Yeah, just off rip.
Whatever that is.
And that's, we already got $10 on the GoFundMe page. Like, guys,
we just record him like saying random stuff.
One day we literally had him here and just had him do shit for an hour.
The fuck?
Yeah. Oh, that day.
And he just kept reading stuff.
He came in the lobster.
It's been a fun day.
Yeah, you got to go to toppersports.com and check out
those videos. When you listen to some of these things that he says are just ridiculous.
Really? Topper in a Cookie Monster outfit with Emily in a bear costume in his bed was just freaking hysterical.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
You got to watch that still.
You got to watch it. Yeah. Let's take a look at care of a little feet league business. So I've been talking to Topper. Today is the 22nd. The league's going to kick off on the 9th. You're going to see an email coming if you haven't already.
It already came out.
Okay, yeah, did it. You got about a week roughly. You better, if your team's not in, get it in because we're getting the schedule ready and then we're going. With or without you.
Yep. We need to finish up our teams because we know everybody in this league likes to wait till what, the last possible second.
We have 31 teams, and I looked at them and I'm like, we're missing a lot of people right now.
Yeah, and you know those people are going to just sit there the day of and be like, oh, here we go, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go.
And all of a sudden people might miss out on their divisions, which we may have to, not we, you, may have to like figure out who's going where.
Oh, no, we already did that. Like, because I saw Ace go in D6. I'm like, oh, no.
No,
I see the Bams in D5. I'm like, no.
I'm saying if 20 teams show up in the last day, you're probably going to have to relook because some people might get kicked out of their division.
We already talked. The Topper and I actually had a good conversation. I think it was on Friday, and we talked about all this. Like, he's going to set up the sub list email. I should have that in another day or two up and running. And then we're gonna redo the divisions just to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Tim, you look like you have something to say.
I'm just leaning forward to get comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I actually do have something to say.
Now's the time to say
it. If you're playing on X team,
yep,
and you know, because I've ref before, so I understand. I understand. If somebody misses a tag call, try and ref for a game because it happens.
Yep.
If you're 50 plus and playing quarterback and you complain about getting sacked all the time, listen, I mean, you're 50 plus, don't complain. Maybe somebody else should play. Maybe you should be a manager.
Or even to touch on that too, there's those quarterbacks that really like to wait to the last second to throw the ball away, and then they're like, I didn't get sacked. Well, man, if every play is going to be you almost getting sacked, like, release the ball a second earlier.
Let's be more honest. If you get tagged and you know you got tagged, say you got tagged.
Some people do. There are people in the league who are like, yeah, man, they got me. Like, you missed it. And they're really good sports. And then there's other people that say, well, if the ref missed it, good for us. And it is super hard. I went over that with somebody at the tournament, and I said, you know, I used to yell at refs all the time for making mistakes, and then I started doing it, and it's just like, you can't see everything.
World.
It's impossible. Like, I can't see the pass interference that's happening here because I got to make sure that girl's not jumping over the line. So if the other guy doesn't see it, like, it's not going to happen.
Do the math for 1 minute. It's 6-on-6. That means 11 people are in motion. You can call the quarterback kind of in motion. That's 12. Two people, so four eyes are watching 12 people.
It's not a thing.
What's 12 minus 4?
8.
Let's so, get a third ref.
You know, well, we've tried this. You know what we do? We've said, listen, we'll put on a third ref. It's going to cost teams an extra $10 a week. And you know what they tell us? Oh,
never mind that.
Can't do that. So
nope, don't want that.
I don't think refing's that bad.
It's not. You know what? I'll tell you something. We've come and we've gone and we've gone up. We've gone out. These guys are trying their best. They should be respected. Yes, every now and again you get a bad apple. But for the most part, guys are trying their best. They're doing good. It's not. It's a thankless job. It's not an easy job. Ramirez honestly been doing a very good job. We've been bringing new refs. And Joe K, last year, you brought in, what, 4 or 5 refs just by going Facebook crazy? I mean, people are stepping up, and people are doing good. Tim, you've refed before. You do a fantastic job. We're always thankful and grateful for the help. So I always try to tell people, hey, sometimes you miss something bad. I get that. The way you watch your game and the way I watch a game are different. I get it. You're passionate. Hey, we all watch the Bills game, and something goes bad, we throw a beer at the freaking screen. It's what we do.
I'm not a Bills fan.
I just chug the beer.
And congratulations. That's a good thing. I wish I was.
Who's your team?
He likes the Falcons.
Yeah.
He likes the Falcons, so I'm sure he was throwing a lot more beer in that last Super Bowl.
All right. Let's change. But I was going to say, so I played in Michael's league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm catching on. I played in Michael's league, and the refs were horrendous. Mm-hmm. Like, it was horrible. The indoor league at Norden.
Okay.
Or at Norden.
Norden. He's getting it.
It was at Norden.
Ow.
And they were terrible. Like, it kind of ruined it. Like, it made it that much worse. And, like, compared to, like, the refs that these guys have ref in our league.
Well, they're doing. I can assure you, like, and I see it every single week. Ramir and I are speaking. Topper and Ramir are speaking. Topper, Ramir and I are speaking. Ramir sends it. And Tim, you've seen these. An email goes out every week. Joe, you've seen it. It tells you about the rules. It says, hey, we talk about issues. We have a text chain open on Telegram where we have like 15, 20 people that are talking. So people are always asking us about rules. Tweak this. We're trying our best. We're not perfect. We're not the NFL guys, but we try.
Two things, actually.
Hit us.
One, I don't like the rule that the defense can run out the clock if there's 30 seconds left at the end of a game. I hate that rule.
Why? Okay.
I absolutely hate it. Because if you call a timeout with 30 seconds left after the other team scores, then they can just run out the clock before you have a chance. I think that's ridiculous. And I'm sure a lot of teams in that have been in that same spot agree with me.
They used to have little rules like that, but then you know what we came to a realization of? A, the games used to get crazy long, and then B, it used to turn into Canadian football. They used to remember, Tim, back in the day, under 2 minutes, the clock used to stop, you know, on a change. We've turned into sandlot
now. No clock stoppages, but under 1 minute left, I don't think the defense can run out that 30 seconds that they have.
It's food for thought. We can always discuss. We always tell people, we don't look at them and go, you're nuts, but that's food for thought.
But that's the whole game then.
I don't know. What are you saying?
Like, if it's...
If you can't do it
in the last minute, then why can you do it previously to that? That's helped us out plenty of times.
You know what we tried to do to kind of... Years ago, you got one timeout in the first half and one in the second half. That's when we gave you the two-minute warning and three timeouts. We tried to help you with the clock. Because years ago, all you got was one timeout in each half, and that was it.
I just don't like it. It's your ball. You have 20 seconds to score a touchdown, and you can't run a play because the defense can just sit there for 30 seconds to be set. I don't know. I don't like that rule. Well, second thing is... I want more touchdown celebrations this year because for being a bar league, yep. I have not seen any touchdown
celebrations aside from
some guy like pumping his fist or like hugging his teammates. I haven't seen any celebrations until my two friends did one in the wine tournament, and it was amazing to see. Like, the ref was like watching it, he was laughing. Like, I thought it was awesome. So I want to see more touchdown celebrations.
That's pretty good, actually. I like that.
I'm all about humility, so I want to share a story. I was out for happy hour 3 years ago. And this is when Kelly and Holly were in the league, two of the best girls to ever play the game.
They were at the wine tournament.
And their friend JoJo.
Oh, JoJo was good.
Well, we were out, and she could throw. I said, I gotta go, guys. I have a doubleheader tomorrow. We're playing you. I'm covering a girl. I look like an idiot as it is. I'm just gonna go home. No, they kept me out. Whatever. JoJo is taller than me, like most people are, and she caught... No. They had a better quarterback at the time. She caught this perfect pass, and I mean, no excuses. She beat me on a route, crushed me, spiked the ball in my face. It ended up bouncing towards my groin.
Oh, my God.
And the ref at the time, I forgot his name. He was a great ref. We'll forego that, but he just laughed and said, she beat you, man. And I, you know what? It was hilarious. You know, I accept that humility. It was a great catch. It was a great pass. You know, I agree with Drew. A little bit of celebrating never hurt anybody, as long as anybody doesn't get their ego hurt. You know, get over it.
For the most
part. It's a bar league. Who's going to get mad at someone celebrating?
Corner is the worst job in the game. It's thankless. If you shut the girl down, you did your job. If she beat you one time, you suck. Like, you can't win playing corner.
Exactly, and you can't put a hand on her back, anything, you know. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
You got that right. Well, you know what? We're at about 70 minutes. Once again, thanks to Tim. Thanks to Drew. We're going to start with final thoughts. Tim Dove, final thoughts. What do you got?
At the end of the day.
I just want to thank... you, Lenny, Topper, Joe, Jim, and Ramir, even. You guys have all done a great thing for this community. Everybody loves coming to play football. And, you know, I look forward to it each and every year until I'm gassed out and I can't...
Unable to walk.
You got time. You're in D3, so you can go to 4, 5, and 6. So you got a lot of time. Don't worry.
I've seen that, and I don't want that to be my legacy.
I love it.
Drew, at the end of the day, what do you say?
At the end of the day.
So again, those two things, Topper, G-E-O-F-F-E-R, E-Y maybe, if that's how you spell it. More touchdown celebrations, and if we're doing thanks, then I want to thank everybody for like being so nice and friendly when I was an intern. And that kind of helped me, like, actually
You were fantastic, by the way. I don't think we brought this up. You guys were awesome.
My back was hurting from carrying my terrible friend, who was just... He was a buzzkill, like, as an intern, wasn't he?
You guys were great, though. Like, the press pass and something.
I wish you
The baby blue polo.
You should bring that back.
I know our final thoughts, but do you remember the when I first met you guys, the story? I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah,
so the first story, it was the black guy.
Yeah.
So they're looking at me, and they come up. No, it's okay. It's not a racial thing. So they come up to me, and they're like... You know, Tyler's like, he's playing. He's like, go to Lenny. Lenny will tell you guys what to do. And, you know, I'm telling him, like, listen, guys, we're a fun league. Let's have some fun. You know, just whatever you want to do, just do it. You know, and if somebody gives you a problem, just grab us. So they're watching, and, you know, and they don't know what to expect. And there's this black guy, and he's playing in D5 or D6. And he literally, like, almost runs this girl over. And he's all mad, and he's football, softball guy. And I go, okay. He goes, well, what do you want us to do? I go, I want you to find that guy right there. And I want you to look him in the eye and go, how do you sleep at night? And I want you to make them feel guilty and stuff. And they're like, you've got to be kidding us. So they walk over. And I'll never forget it. Like, one of them looks at me and goes, you just sent the lambs to slaughter. And they literally did it, knocked it out of the park. You guys used to write an article. It was phenomenal.
I mean, everyone was nice about it. Maybe, like, a couple people got upset about it. But, like, that's
there's
expected.
There's always
going to
be some people.
Yeah, I mean, obviously
the
there are.
The pictures
but, like,
they used to take. Remember with Kobe?
That's funny. Oh, Kobe.
Yeah, you guys used to do pictures every week. It was so good.
And then
good.
I played them on Frizzies. Yeah,
how funny is that? But it was, I can't say, you guys were fantastic. When you did that.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yep.
Really fun.
DJ Jimmy?
At the end of the day,
I'm going to take my time and donate it forward to a deep thought, ladies and gentlemen.
Would it be TSL Universe? This your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's brother.
When I die, I want to go peacefully like my grandfather did in his sleep, not yelling and screaming. Like the passengers in his car.
Love B's brother. Joe K. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, title holder,
what do you say?
I mean, at the end of the day, I guess it's just good that we're getting closer to football. The wine tournament was excellent. So thanks again, Topper, for running a really good time. He bought us 6 pizzas at the second winery after party, and then he bought us even more beer at his house. Like, he had a great time.
Did he pay cash or put it on the company card?
I couldn't tell you. I guess it's almost kind of the same. But, I had a great time at the wine tournament, and I'm getting excited for football coming up. So it's like Lenny said, if you guys want to get your teams in, let's do it sooner rather than later, because the last thing we need on the last day of the deadline is for Topper to get 20 new teams with 40 new schedule requests, and he's just going to pull out whatever hair he has left. So get those in there, and I'm looking forward to the league starting in a couple weeks. Lenny, at the end of the day?
As always, thank you, Tim. Thank you, Drew. It was nice for you both to join us, talk. You know, we're coming. We're 18 days now? I mean, you can definitely sense it. You felt it at the wine tournament. You hear it in the podcast. This is the calm before the storm, but it's coming. So get on toppersports.com. Get your team registered. Go to Facebook. Watch those videos. Go to the GoFundMe page. We've got $10. As you know, our goal is $1 million, so we've got some work to do. But we have about 12 weeks, and hopefully we'll accomplish that. So thanks for listening. And Michael, it's your buddy Leonard. You know my number. I'd like to talk to you. Let's have an interview. Hell, we'll throw Jungle on the couch, too, and see what happens. Good night.
Begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
So incredible. A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.